Welcome back to another episode of What's New at the SU, the podcast dedicated to all things related to student life and the student union here at the University of New Brunswick. We're going to be diving into events, services, and resources that are available to all students. We're also going to be discussing issues faced by students and how the union's working to fix them. I'm Josh, and this week Ryan can't be with us, unfortunately. So joining us today in his place is our amazing Vice President of Communications, Annie Sheehan. Personally, have to say she's one of my favorite executive members, probably my favorite general member as well. Also, she definitely is better than Ryan and 100% did not tell me to say this. So Annie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Perfect. Hi, Josh. Thanks for having me. So my name's Annie Sheehan. I'm originally from St. John, New Brunswick, so not too far away. I'm in my third year of Renaissance College, so just a little program down the hill, and I'm currently working as our Vice President Communications. So I came onto the job back in August. I was hired on, and ever since then, I've kind of been working alongside the executives to make sure students get all the information they need. So all of our social media accounts, I believe there's about 16 of them, are run by me. I'm responsible for all the graphics that go up. I do most of the photography used on the account, and I just run the day-to-day logistics of them. I'm also responsible for our newsletters that go out every other week, so those big, long emails everyone gets in their inbox that I'm sure everyone reads. And I'm also responsible for the website. So everything you see up there, or any changes that happen, or new pages, those are all me. And yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like you're the big boss of the union, getting
Pretty
everything
much.
Out to everyone. once again, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Ryan will be back next week, so no worries about that. Not that we don't like you or anything. Like I said, you're amazing. So in today's episode, I mean, we've already gotten to know you a little bit, but on top of discussing the latest developments with the student union and campus, we're also going to be joined by some more special guests. We have Amanda Smith joining us, Isabella Hallahan, Rose Grant, and Hallie May. They're all vice presidents here with the UNB Student Union, and they're going to be joining us for a new section that we are calling VP and Me.
So we'll be discussing who they are, what they do, and asking them some questions about their position so you can learn who they are and just exactly how they contribute to the union. And as always, we're going to wrap things up with our Fast Five segment.
Yeah, so just sit back, relax, and let's dive into what is new with the SU.
So this weekend, I'm sure everyone's super pumped like I am. We have the AUS Basketball Championships, and we're so excited to see everyone there. So from February 24th to the 26th, it's going to be a weekend where we go and cheer on the Reds basketball teams. So UNBSU has partnered with the Reds once again to allow students to attend this amazing championship weekend in Halifax for a discounted price. So within that price, you get courtside tickets to all the UNB games, as well as all the other games in general, a Reds and UNBSU t-shirt, and two nights accommodation, so Friday night and Saturday night. So transportation isn't involved, but pretty much every year has completely sold out. So it's very exciting, and I'm very excited to see everyone there.
It's going to be a fun time. Another thing coming up is MP Tuesday. So I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but if you want to talk to your local MP here in Fredericton, Jenica Atwin, whether that's looking for support, wanting to raise an issue that matters to you, such as housing, climate, indigenous representation, all that kind of stuff, you can just go talk with Jenica. So she'll be here at the Student Union Building, room 103, on February 28th at 1 o'clock. So that is this coming Tuesday. If you have any questions about MP Tuesday, you can contact our VP Research and Policy, Rose Grant. Her email is going to be policy@unbsu.ca, or feel free to reach out through our social media.
So next, we're looking for performers for the UNBSU Red and Black Review that's happening on March 25th this year. So the Red and Black Review is a tradition at UNB that dates all the way back to 1948. So it's a show like no other on campus that celebrates the talents of the whole community. So if you're interested and have any type of act or performance, email events@unbsu.ca.
Sounds like an overall great time. It's going to be really nice to see the kind of talents that everyone has on campus.
Okay.
So I know I've told you all about this once, and then I've told you about it again. And now I'm going to tell you all about it again, is the UNBSU general election and the debate that actually happened last night. So here's the update for the 2023-2024 academic year general election. Keep an eye out for your candidates. They're currently in their campaign period. So you're going to see a lot of social media campaign materials, posters around campus, all that fun stuff. Last night on Wednesday at 7 o'clock was the debate. In case you missed it, you can visit our Facebook to view it, or you can tune in to CHSR and it will be broadcasted shortly and throughout the next few days. Questions that were heard pertained to critical issues facing students. And it was actually moderated by myself and Mark from CHSR 97.9. Starting off with this new section, VP and me, we are very fortunate to have Amanda Smith, Vice President of Events and Services, join us. Welcome, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great, Josh. Thanks for having me today. I'm really excited to talk about the VP Events and Services and the services that I lead.
Great. So how about you introduce yourselves a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm a fourth year mature student here at UMB. I'm majoring in psychology and minoring in political science. I am also an intern with Liberty Lane, and I'm a peer mental health supporter aside from just my student union position.
Awesome. Yeah, that's all great stuff. Now we're going to get real serious here for a second. Probably, you know, toughest question you're going to have in your life. Can you tell us a little bit about your favorite thing about Annie Sheehan and Josh Lonas?
You know what? My favorite thing about those two is they're just always smiling and they're always supportive and I can call them anytime.
Wow, that's lovely. definitely not awkward where it's only us three in here. But thank you. No, we appreciate it. It's awesome working with you.
We're all smiling though, so.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
All right, just to kick things off, could you tell us a little bit about your role as the Vice President of Events and Services and kind of what inspired you to get into this role?
Actually, going to start backwards with that question of what inspired me to be the Vice President of Events and Services. It actually all began with the VP Communications position, and I was working closely with the VP Events and Services last year. I was able to witness some of the great events and the services that we run as a student union. I was really inspired to run for the VP Events and Services because of the services that we provide, which are so essential, which is our health and dental benefits, which is our Safe Ride service, which provides students a free transportation within campus radius of 2.5 kilometers in the evenings, and on Tuesdays a grocery run. And we offer our campus events, which some of you may have participated in, our kickoff concert and our winter carnival, our red and black review, and other events. We also now offer the evening counseling services, which is a new initiative that the student union headed, which didn't exist prior. And we did that so that we could make things more accessible to students that don't have the flexibility Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. This is probably the first time in 10 years that somebody's invested that type of money into a service that is a need within our campus. As I'm sure we all know, mental health is crucial, and working to combat that and provide services as much as we can for students is important. Our food services as well, which is our breakfast program on Tuesdays, which is kind of helping in the best way we can to provide a healthy, nutritious meal for students at no cost on Tuesdays. And our Student Legal Information Center services, which is two law students who are available through email and setting up appointments to just talk about their legal concerns on a surface level, though, but they can direct you in the right direction of what you need and who to talk to.
So those are some great initiatives that we have, and we are super appreciative that you have been here to kind of lead the way with those services for this year. Next question for you. Can you describe a particular successful event or initiative that you have managed and what kind of made it successful overall?
A particularly successful event that I would love to talk about is the Rec Law concert that we just recently had. I've worked very closely with our Director of Campus Events, Molly Kennedy, and we partnered with the Reds this year. What made this event so successful is that we didn't just limit it to our community here at UMB, but we also opened it to the Fredericton greater community. I think having that embeds us and shows that we're invested in being a part of this community and shows that our community, that we want to be diverse and inclusive and not just be about the student body. What also made this event so great was that the energy with all the students were was so high. Everybody was having so much fun. It was just a wonderful and positive atmosphere. Even to this day, I'm hearing great compliments about that event. I'm really impressed that we were able to even get the Reclaws, who will be playing at the Cavendish Festival this summer.
It was a great show. I know we talked about it before. In our first episode, we actually played some of their music here on the show. Just overall, great work for you and Molly. And thanks to the Reds for the collaboration with us. But yeah, thank you very much, Amanda, for coming out to talk with us today.
And next, we have our VP Finance and Operations, Isabella Hallahan. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself to start off?
I'm Isabella. I'm in my third year of business at UMB. I'm pursuing accounting. I've been in Fredericton for the past 3 years. I'm from a small town, Renews, like an hour and a half away.
So a question that we're asking everyone, it's probably the most important question you'll have today. What is your favorite thing about myself and Annie?
That's a tough one. There's so many to think of. Probably Josh's red pants he wears every single day. That's an iconic look.
It's a vibe, really is.
And probably Annie's ginger hair. That's what I want in life.
Wow, those are great. So we have a few questions for you today. Hope you're ready. They're going to be a little more serious than that. We just want these students to get to know a little bit more about you. First, can you tell us about your role as VP Finance and Operations with the union and what inspired you to take on this position?
Yeah, sure. So I was not elected in last year. I was hired on as an intern back in July. So I've been here for like 8 months. And then in the by-elections, I ran and I won twice, not to flex. But now I'm officially in the role. And yeah, I saw the ad posting and I wanted to get more involved with the school mainly because I joined during COVID. Well, I was going to my third year at the time, and I had, like, no involvement at all with the school. In all honesty, I didn't, like, know much about the student union, but I wanted to see what they did, and it seemed like a really good group of people to work with also. So that's why I got involved. And, yeah, my role as the VP Finance and Operations, I work with all of the clubs and societies. That's, like, my main thing. I'm kind of the overseer of them and making sure they're doing all the right stuff and helping them get funding and events approved. And I also like oversee some coordinators like Townhouse, for example, and I work on the budgets and the finance part of the union. And that's me.
So another question, how do you ensure that all UNBSU clubs and societies, you're kind of help them out, I guess, are taking steps to ensure their safety and accountability in their own organizations, I suppose?
Yeah, so we just started, me and Josh actually, working on policies that the clubs have to implement just to honestly make sure they're safe, because there needs to be the proper protocols and steps they have to take when things happen. So by the end of this year, we're hoping to implement, like, every club has to change their constitution to have an HR policy. There's different options they can take. We're still looking into which one we're going to go with.
That's really good. I may seem a little biased as an HR major, so I really like HR. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of good work that you've been doing, so I'm sure, well, I appreciate it, and all the clubs and societies I'm sure do as well. Last question I have for you, Isabella, is can you tell us a little bit about some upcoming events or initiatives that the student union's planning in terms of your role as finance and operations?
Yeah, I know Townhouse, I've been working closely with them, and I can't say anything for sure because it's still like just in the works, but we're trying to have like a end of year event, I guess you would say, the last event of the year for Townhouse, and we're trying to make it bigger and better, so more to come there. Everyone should really come. Our Townhouse coordinator, they put a lot of work into their events, so that's the big one we're working on. In terms of me, I'm just trying to, like, everything I did last year, I'm trying to do better for either the next person or whoever. I'm trying to work on the things and yeah, just do better.
We're really looking forward towards some of these events. Thank you a lot for coming out. We really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. We are now joined by Rose Grant, the UNB Student Union's VP Research and Policy. Welcome, Rose. How about you just tell the viewers at home a little bit about you?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So I'm Rose. I am in my third year. I'm doing an honors in political science. And of course, I am the vice president, research and policy. Kind of what inspired me to take on this position was I took a class. It was politics of climate change. And it really kind of made me realize that there are a lot of kind of on the ground things that students can be doing in their community to change climate policy. And that's kind of what inspired me to take on this role. And of course, just kind of my love for politics and my love for policymaking.
Now, we're going to get real serious for a second. There is a question that we're asking everyone, and that is, what is your absolute favorite thing about Annie Sheehan and Josh Lonas?
I love Annie for her picture taking. I feel like she embodies her role and all of her Polaroids, her film camera. I love that. Josh, hikey, so funny. Very funny person. I always be laughing.
Thank you very much.
I love it. So yeah, we have a few questions for you.
Sure. Can you tell us a little bit about your role as Vice President Research and Policy?
Yeah, so there's kind of a lot of things that I do under my belt. Kind of, I look at policy from three jurisdictions, so municipally, provincially, and federally. So under federally, we work with CASA, which is our kind of federal advocacy body. Basically there, I'm the chair of Federal Policy Committee, so I'm kind of looking at policy from a federal perspective. And then another thing that I do is I organize and facilitate Advocacy Week. Advocacy Week went great this year. We actually had meetings with the Premier, for instance, and PEDL. Basically, we do meetings with them that kind of take an hour, and we talk about student issues and kind of research that we've taken this year. And another thing that I've been kind of spearheading is policy form, which was basically I had about 7 speakers and I was able to facilitate basically a 2-hour kind of event where it was an interdisciplinary approach to climate change. So we had speakers, professors, for instance, we had government officials, we had students, and they all talked about how they kind of combat climate change from their own unique professions and perspectives. So that's kind of a bit of what I've been doing this year. And of course, a lot of things on the go right now.
And I'm correct in saying that you're the first VP Research and Policy, right?
Yes, I am. So I've been able to kind of make it my own a little bit this year, which has been great. Talking to students and figuring out what students want from this role.
Awesome. Yeah, that is that's great. We certainly appreciate all the work that you've been doing. Another question for you is, how can you ensure that the research and policy initiatives that you are taking are informed by the people that you represent, so the students?
Yeah, this is great. And because it was kind of the first time we've had this position, I was able to kind of make it my own in this way. So something that we've been doing a lot is MP Tuesdays and MLA Mondays. Students are able to talk with their MP or their MLA. And basically from that, I've been able to really hear what students want. We've also been having a lot of kind of just conversations and office hours. We've also had type forums where people can kind of talk about what they see as issues in the community. For instance, we had one for international students, which was super helpful to figure out what we can do provincially, because a lot of times the jurisdiction is federally. A lot of that has allowed me to understand kind of what the needs are in the community, especially for different minority groups.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And our last question. Your job description mentions that you work to foster relationships with campus stakeholders and external organizations. Could you tell us a little bit about any partnerships or collaborations that have been particularly successful in advancing the interests of students?
Yeah, this is a great question. First, we've been able to have a lot of kind of one-on-one meetings with different offices provincially. For instance, we've had basically quarterly meetings with PEDL, which is a post-secondary education training and labor ministry. So we've been able to have meetings with them to really just kind of get a relationship going and kind of understand how we can work with them together. Another thing, again, is the MLA Mondays, MP Tuesdays, for instance, with Jenica Atwin and David Kuhn. This has been a great way to allow relationship building with these stakeholders along with fellow students. So we definitely have a lot of chances for students to get involved and to talk to their representatives one-on-one. Another thing that we have kind of on the go is Pizza and Policy, which will be an event that's happening late March where students, it's a very casual format. We're going to have pizza, free for students, and they can just talk to me about kind of what some issues they have on the go, kind of some solutions, and we can just kind of talk one-on-one about what are some issues they see in their community, whether it be affordability, immigration issues, climate change, mental health, etc. So that's going to be a really great event. So I hope to see you all there.
Perfect. Thank you, Rose. So thank you so much for joining us today. It was lovely having you. And next, we're going to introduce our VP Student Wellness, Hallie May. So, Hallie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself just to kick things off?
Hi, I'm Hallie. I'm a first-year Renaissance College student. I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia, and at UMB, I'm a part of the UMB Reds, cross-country, and track and field team.
Awesome. So, now we're going to get into a real serious question, and that is, what is your favorite thing about Annie and myself?
Well, that's a tough question. Got to think real hard about this one. I'd have to say my favorite thing about Annie is that she is just so kind and great to be around. And my favorite thing about Josh would have to be that he can always make people laugh.
Well, that's better than saying that there's nothing you like about us.
I'd say those were pretty good responses.
Yeah, those were pretty good. They were nice.
You should be happy.
Yeah, don't put her down.
No, sorry. My bad.
All right. So just to kick things off, could you describe your role as the Vice President Student Wellness a little bit?
My role as the VP Student Wellness is to advocate on all internal, non-academic student issues for the union. I plan all the weeks throughout the year that help promote positive mental health on campus and also help get other students involved, such as Multicultural Week and Sex Week. And mostly I'm just here to advocate for students on their issues.
Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great thing. Can you maybe talk to us about some of the initiatives that you've done so far or that you're planning on doing this semester?
In the next little bit, Multicultural Week is coming up. We're going to have the Global Gala there, and we are currently working on planning other events. I also have De-Stress Fest coming up at the end of the year, which will include lots of mental health activities and resources there. Other than that, mostly just working on the breaking stereotypes that will be coming up in the next few weeks, month or so. And we may also have an event with the dietitian for Nutrition Month in March, which will hopefully be a great event to get them involved as well.
I know Sex Week was last week. We had the whole show on it and brought in Abby Sansabaugh. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about how that went or some of the great things that you had going on?
Yeah, Sex Week went really well. We had 5 great events. We started off the week with Wheel of Fornication, where we ran out of prizes in about 10 minutes. But luckily, thanks to Cordell and Josh, we were able to get more prizes right away. And that one went really well. Later that day, we also had Crafting and Consent, which we had over 80 people come to. We also ran out of tote bags. We were not expecting such great turnout, but happy to see that the students liked these events. We also had trivia on Tuesday, which went really well in the cellar with over 70 participants. And at the end of the week, we closed off with sex toy bingo. It was unfortunate that we couldn't do it in person, but even though it was online, we had over 200 participants. And it seemed that everyone enjoyed all these events.
Awesome. That is great to hear. It was a real good turnout. We were happy to participate, happy to help out in any way that we could. So thank you very much, Hallie May, for coming out. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're back with everyone's favorite section, Fast Five. Today, as everyone knows, we're joined by Annie Sheehan, VP Communications. Annie, I have a real important question for this Fast Five today, and that is going to be, what are your top 5 favorite UNB Student Union events that have happened this year? And you can go with number 1.
Oh, that's a good one. I'd have to say number 1 would be the kickoff concert. That was just absolutely a blast. We had Farewell Town and Rhea May, and it was just really nice to see everyone get together for like the first kickoff event of the year.
That's great. I know it has kind of been, you know, going well, getting it built back up, especially since we've been closed down for COVID. So it's nice to see that we were able to do this again. But I have to change things. I'm bringing them up again. The Rec Laws, they're my number 1. It was just a great show, great time, great vibe. You can't go wrong with that. What is your number 2?
For number 2, I'd have to say I really liked the Townhouse Casino Night that we did in December. it was really cool to see everyone kind of dress up and get together in the sub atrium and get to play some fun games and just have some fun snacks and all that.
Yeah, and they had one of the best poker dealers ever, Josh Lonas.
I'd argue their photographer was better.
That is a little debatable. My number two is Sex Toy Bingo. Just happened last week. You know, it was online. Unfortunately, it couldn't be in person where campus was shut down. Like Hallie said earlier, there were about 200 people there. It was a good time. I lost bingo. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Number three, Annie, go.
Ooh, I'd have to say Ballroom Boobash. The Halloween event, it was just really fun to see everyone dressed up in the sub and having a good time. And it was really fun to photograph the event, at least. I had a great time.
Yeah, so that sounds fun. My number three has to be sustainability trivia at the Cellar. It was a great time. I'm a little biased. I did win a prize. But it was overall a good time. Lots of fun, good food, good people around.
All right, going on number four, I would have to say the Wellness Week therapy dogs. I think Hallie might be working to get them again in April, but it was just so fun to be able to go to the sub. And for an hour, I actually sat there taking photos of the dogs and helping just with the event in general. But it was really nice just to be able to take a break from my studies and go pet some cute dogs.
I think I'm going to have to volunteer at that next time, as long as I get to play with the dogs. Number four has to be the Club and Society Fair. You know, I've gotten to work a lot with Isabella, working on new policies for clubs and societies. So being able to go to this fair, check out the clubs and societies in person, and just see that a lot of students were actually interested in joining was a real good experience. What's your last one?
I would have to say one of the more recent events, actually, as well, part of the Winter Carnival, our Rail Jam event. It was really cool to see them build, like, the slopes and everything right in front of the sub, and there were tons of people, like, even doing flips off of the hill in their skis and snowboards right at UNB on our campus. So it was really cool to see the talent kind of showcased. And like campus events here, Molly with the student union alongside the UNB Ski and Board Club organized that. And it was really nice. There was a great turnout, free hot chocolate, snacks, merch, and some great prizes given out.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So my number five has to be the weekly council sessions that happen every Sunday. I might be a little biased where I'm the chairperson, but really it's just a great time. We get to work with some great student leaders on campus representing their constituents, whether that's faculty or non-faculty. You guys can come every Sunday at 7 o'clock, Tilly Hall, room 303. We discuss the critical issues that students are facing and come up with plans to fix those. So that's my number five, but that's all we have for Fast Five today. And saying that, that's also all we have for today's episode of What's New with the SU. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and a big thank you to our special co-host, Annie, for joining us to talk with some of our executives.
Thank you so much for having us, and don't forget to join next week, where we will be discussing the State of the Union with our very president, Cordell Walsh.
Yeah, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at UNBSU to stay up to date. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure you join us next week to see what's new with the SU.